Talk about the week that was. Yeah, obviously, you guys have to deal with weather and rain and all the other stuff that the rest of us have doing. But you guys have also got to get softball games in. Run down the week for us.
Well, you know, last week when we talked to you Saturday, we got second place in our at our own Albia tournament. We didn't run Mediapolis, a very good Mediapolis team. Then we lost in the championship game to New London, who is 20, I believe they're 27-1, and we lost 5-4 to them. We had a lead, I believe, in the sixth inning, and we just kind of had a very unfortunate break and gave up a couple runs, lost 5-4, and then we played Sheraton on Monday night. It had been Tuesday night. Sheraton probably playing, other than Eddyville, probably playing the best softball in our conference, and very competitive game. I believe it was 3-1 in the sixth inning. We ended up losing 5-1. And then last night was probably one of our poorest performances defensively all year. We score three runs right off the bat against Eddyville. Hannah Isley starts off the game with a leadoff home run. We get three more hits that inning, and then after that we just couldn't make plays last night, and they beat us 13-3.
Well, Coach, when you're dealing with a young team, and you guys really do have, you have a lot of really young players that are playing some really significant and important roles, and defensively, that's what you're going to oftentimes find is some inconsistency, and yet you just hope you keep making strides to put yourself, you know, in the end of the season, that you have a chance to turn the chapter into the next season, which is the playoffs, and yet you're going to find yourself struggling along the way when you have that young of a lineup.
Well, yeah, and that's what, you know, and I was thinking this last night, you know, for, you take away last night, it was one of those things where, you know what, hey, we'd take two steps forward, you know, we're playing the way that I thought we were capable of playing, and, you know, we talked about last night and kind of taking three steps back, so, but it's just one of those things that, you know, we showed that whenever we make plays that we can compete and have a chance at winning games, and we showed that this past week, and, you know, that's what it is. It's all about, you know, we've got a pitcher in Lexi who's, you know, always around the plate. She's going to keep us in games, and you know, it's just one of those things. You know, we got to get mentally tougher. I've talked about it all year, and you can keep the girls up and you can be positive with them, but you know, unless and it's just not one individual. It's everybody making plays. Everybody keeping their heads. And if we can get everybody, you know, kind of helping each other out with that mental toughness, you know, it's going to come. I sure wish it'd come a lot sooner than it has. You know, we're going to a tournament right now. We're going to play Newton and Grinnell, and then next week is our last week of the regular season. We play every single night next week, and I think we have, of those five games, I think we have four doubleheaders, so I think we have nine varsity games next week before we start districts on July 8th.
Coach, let's talk about districts, you know, the makeup and that type of thing that you guys are looking to sprint into.
Well, we start on July 8th. We've never, 9 years of doing this, we've never got sent this way, but we are heading north, and we are going to play Bondurant-Farrar, which Bondurant, as many people know, 2 years ago was state champion, and last year they got second, but this is a very different Bondurant team. I believe they're 12-10. We've played them once this year. We got to see their number one pitcher, and we had like 12 or 13 hits off of her. We scored six runs, and the good thing about that is we didn't, you know, they did not get a chance to see our number one in Lexi. So you know, that's something that we've got to see their number one. They haven't got to see ours. So you know, it's going to be a challenge, but it's definitely a challenge. And I think if we can figure some things out here between this next week and a half, I think we can go up there and compete and have a chance to, you know, have a chance to steal one.
Well, you definitely have a team full of competitors, Coach, and you've got some young players that, you know, have that competitive spirit, have the athleticism and the talent to get the job done. Really the key is to overcome some of the, we'll call it immaturity in the repetition and to get that consistency, because when you guys are really consistent defensively, you've got a really good little hitting softball team. You know, you guys can compete with anybody.
Well, that's true. In the last week, really, we got a couple good days of practice in, and the girls are working really, really hard. I tell you what, you know, even though things haven't gone the way everybody has wanted this year, there's not one person that's not working their butt off. And that's, you know, as a coach, I can't, you know, I'm obviously disappointed the way things are going, but I'm not disappointed of how our girls come to compete every night. You know, and it's one of the things, you know, nobody tries to strike out. Nobody tries to make errors. It's just a matter of, you know, it's a matter of you gotta do it. And it's, you know, this group has been a joy to be with. I've got four great seniors that, you know, that have given everything they have. You know, and today, Kinsey Griffin, well, it's not announced yet. She's going to try to get out. She's got that torn ACL. She's got a brace on. And she came to me and said, "Hey, coach, can I go out and try to hit?" And I said, "Hey, it's your call. It's you and your family's call." And she's got a brace on, and she's going to go out and try to, she's going to be my DP, and she's going to go out and try to hit. And I'll get a runner for her whenever she gets on base. So, you know, hopefully that might bring a little spark to the team and you know, get us going.
Well, Coach, hey, let's go have a great week, and let's get ourselves ready into the tournament, and continue to have great time, and good luck today. And once again, where are you guys at today?
We are on our way to Pella right now.
All right. Well, have a great day, Coach. The sun is shining, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week as we wind down and turn into the next season.
That sounds like a plan, Jason. Thank you.
Head coach Mitch Chance, head coach of the Abbey Lady D's, and there once again, folks, it's a nonstop run for the softball team. I think 9 games next week, and we're going to move to Rod Ashman, head coach of the Eddyville Lakesburg Fremont Rockets. Coach, welcome aboard the Coach's Corner. You know, this has gotten to be, you know, I think about scheduling over the years, it really seems as if the schedules have really been tightened up in terms of there's really not a lot of rest for the softball or baseball teams. I think I have you guys down playing 8 games next week in 7 days.
Yep, we certainly do, and it's going to be a challenge, but I think it's a challenge that we can take on and hopefully be successful with.
Well, Coach, you know, one of the things that you know, I've got circled on my calendar, and I'm sure your guys do as well, and that's July 5th, buddy. You know, the next 8 days, you guys are going to be playing at Busch Stadium, and how did that come about?
Well, that actually came about last summer when Coach White from Davis County contacted me at one of our games and asked if I'd be interested in taking on something like that, and I said most definitely. And along about September, when baseball was over and everybody was thinking football, we were contacting the St. Louis Cardinals, and they got us in contact with one of their people, and we started talking about buying tickets and selling tickets, and that was a project that we started with a committee that we had set up here in Eddyville, and we started that in December, and we've been going full guns a-blazing for fundraising and things since December. But it's been a project, but I think it's a project that's going to be well worth the effort. It's going to be a great experience for the kids.
Well, yeah, you know, one thing about Eddyville and all these small towns here in southern Iowa is, man, they really do rally around their kids and their programs. And it doesn't surprise me that you guys weren't able to come up with the funds to go down to the St. Louis. But how many tickets you guys sold, and are there still tickets available?
Yes, we were assigned 800 tickets. We had to sell 800 tickets. We have sold all but about 45 right now. So we have 45 tickets available, and I think it's gone really well. And I agree with you, Joe, that our community, you know, Fremont, Blakesburg, and Eddyville, they have all circled the wagons around us, and they've supported us. You know, we've had a lot of fundraising and extra things that the kids and the parents have helped with, and it's really gone great. We're really appreciative of the effort that they have and giving us the opportunity to go down there.
Coach, talk about your baseball team this year. Give us a little breakdown, a little flavor of the team, and you know, if you could surmise you know, the style of play for us as we try to develop in our mind what we're going to be looking forward to on the 5th when we travel down there to broadcast your game.
Well, we try to be aggressive on the base paths. We make the teams try to make the teams make mistakes, and we bunt, we hit and run, and we squeeze bunt, and it's been kind of fun, but it's at the same time it's been a little bit disappointing. I'll bet we have got 8 or 9 games here this summer, Joe, that we have had the lead at one point, and then gave it up because we gave up a big inning to the opponent. But I tell you what, you know, we had Knoxville 5-1 going in top of the seventh, and they, you know, made some things happen that wasn't good for us. But the kids have done real well. I think we've cut down our strikeouts, and they're putting the ball in play, and it's starting to pick up. And I know we're getting to the end of the season, but we're starting to pick up a little bit, and the boys are really making things happen.
Well, Coach, we're going to be excited for you guys and your program, the opportunity that lies ahead of you, and the clock's ticking, buddy, on not just the next 7 days, but moving into the next season. Have you got your district lineups and matchups, Coach, and who are you guys looking to take on in the first round of the tournament?
The last I knew, Joe, and I haven't looked in the last day or so, but they have the district set as far as who's going to be in what, but I don't know that they've got the sites determined yet and who's going to play who. I know that Davis County is in ours, and Albia, PCM, Pella Christian, and Central Decatur from Leon are in our district, but I don't know. And maybe they've got them out lately. I haven't seen it lately, but those are teams in it. And, you know, it's always something, you know, you tell the kids it's a new season. You start over when the regular season is done, so it's a brand-new season and postseason, and maybe we'll catch fire and things could happen good for us.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to watch your teams broadcasting the games when you've played Albion and over the years broadcasting some of your other contests. It's always a joy to watch you and watch the way you handle your kids and your program. We're really glad that you stopped by today and visited with us a little bit. But Coach, we wish you the best of luck, and we're hoping to see you down in St. Louis on the 5th.
Thanks. Always appreciate it, Joe. Thank you very much.
Coach Ron Ashman, head coach of the Eddyville-Blakesburg Fremont Rockets, and they got a busy week, Joe. My goodness, you look at that schedule. 8 games in 7 days. That is a lot of baseball.
A lot of baseball, and they've been doing some cleanup. They've got their 175th birthday today, and I think the baseball team's going to be in the parade maybe or around there anyway. And 45 tickets left out of 800.
I don't think they'll have any problems selling those.
That's all those people going to St. Louis to watch the exciting Rocket baseball team.
Well, we're going to be there to try to bring that coverage to you. But right now, we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. I got my good buddy Joe Sinclair here in the studios. We're going to talk a little bit about community on this Sports Saturday morning. The Rods and Rodders are out. You got to get up here on the square, folks. Norman Rockwell has been commissioned by God himself to paint this square, and what a job he's done, so come take a look.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn Waterpark, Kansas City.
Ride the world's tallest water slide beginning May 22nd. Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Did you know Brock Quality comes in many shapes and sizes? Now you can select from hundreds of on-farm grain bin models to get a bin that fits your exact storage needs. Do you need Brock bins with wide corrugated sidewalls? Maybe narrow corrugated sidewalls. They have them both. They also have all the popular Brock accessories like walk-through bin access door, sidewall and rooftop stairs, as well as drying and aeration systems, and more. Don't delay. Order a new Brock bin today and save. Package discounts are available. Contact Creech Ag Structures, your Brock dealer in Eldon. 777-6565.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
On the road again. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union as we move along on this Saturday morning. Rod and Rodders are in town, and don't forget they also have, boy, it's a beautiful display of some really cool farm tractors as well.
There must be food down there because Mary at the art gallery here next door just brought us some food. I don't know where.
Is she selling these over at her place?
I have no idea where they came from.
Black raspberry, buddy.
Black raspberry.
Yours is gone. You look like a vulture.
Sinclair's is gone, too.
Came from the bakery across the square.
Oh, they're on the. Okay.
Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, we got Joe Sinclair. Joe, you know, buddy, I got to tell you, when I came over that hill on the air and broadcasting on Monday night, and the type of broadcast we don't take a lot of joy in doing, and that, and then I come over that hill and I look and I see the devastation, and my heart just sunk. I could not. I really had a hard time keeping it together because I understood and I could see in that moment that my good friend and his family's life was turned upside down. And that was a really tough moment.
We are good friends, Jason. Everybody knows it. They hear us broadcasting the wrestling here on 96.7 KIIC. And we got a ton of heroes in Monroe County. And this tornado and flood devastation that occurred this week just brings it out. And it's the whole community. It's your friends. It's your neighbors. It's the staff that you work with. It's the law enforcement folks. It's a great community to be a part of. Quality Ag took a hit, but you know, we are still up and running. We've got the old Benke famous Friars building south on Highway 5 converted. That's our only warehouse that we got left. and that's where we're operating our feed business out of. So if you guys would like a discount on some slightly damaged feed products, cattle, hogs, and pet.
And they won't even know the difference.
They won't know the difference.
Just mix them up a little better.
And we've got new inventory in too, so it's been a long week. But Jordan Haywood really did a good job getting that put together. And it'd be kind of fun just to drive out there to see a little commerce going on at the old Benke's famous Friars building.
Well, that you know, I knowing you, buddy, you know, I knew in that moment that as much as you give and the things that you do and the way you've helped people, and most of the time, I know one of the things that I like about you as a human and as a friend is that, you know, most of the time when you're doing something good, kind for somebody, it's you're not telling them you're doing it.
Well, that's how it's supposed to work, but it is very humbling to have what happened and then the outpouring of support. And there, it's too numerous to mention. We estimated there were 90 people Tuesday picking up trash, people just from customers, vendors, friends, neighbors, family. It was very humbling to have that scene play out. One guy came by and said, Joe, it looked like you had an army out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was impressive.
Yeah, people would go out in teams of four, five, six with garbage sacks and just, I mean, it was a debris field over a mile wide and a mile long. And it just exploded right there at Quality Ag, and fortunately nobody there, nobody got hurt. So we got everything. We don't have everything picked up, but everything's in piles.
Well, hour you in your business, farmers really don't stop working. You know, they're just they're in transition from one project to the next project. So you know, I run that route quite a bit, and you know, it's not. it's not out of the norm to, or not abnormal to find people out there working 7-8 o'clock at night.
Oh, normally this time of year with long day length, we would be working, but it was too wet to work in the fields, and we were anticipating drier weather later on in the week. That was a mistake that we made too. But everybody got out of there a half hour before the storm hit, so fortunately nobody there. I was actually working over east, and I was kind of stranded in Ottumwa on my motorcycle when all of it went down, and it was quite an episode, and it's part of our history now in Monroe County. It's part of our history at Quality Ag. Right. We're the longest standing business in Monroe County in the agricultural arena. I've been in business since 1996, and God willing, we'll be in business for another 20 years. But it's part of our history. The tornado of 2015 and the flood of 2015.
Yes.
In the same week.
Yeah, in the same week. You know, and rightfully so, the damage that was done by the tornado, rightfully so, stole the headlines. But boy, I was out last night, and the amount of flood damage to the crops, and I know there's some roads and some bridges that are going to have to be repaired, but I could not believe the amount of water that had flowed through relatively quickly. There's still some roads that are closed and that type of thing, but I could not believe the amount of water.
Yeah, it's been quite a weather week here in southern Iowa, and it was good for our neighbors to the south, the Missouri folks that have been just a pinch wetter than we have, weren't able to get any of their work done. They had a pretty good work week in northwest Missouri this week and made some planting progress, so it'll all get planted eventually, or it'll all lay fallow eventually, but there are still folks out there trying to get a crop planted here in this wet spring.
But I think about of course I know you, and I know your employees and the building and everything that's out there, but your footprint is much larger than Monroe County. The number of farmers and the people you help in the ag business, it's pretty impressive how big of a footprint you guys have.
Well, we have a great staff, and it starts, that's where it starts at Quality Ag. We got a great staff, and I'm just a kid from Melrose trying to get by, but we got a great staff, and they were first on the scene for the tornado, assessing the damage, and then it was the neighbors pouring in, and then it was family, and then it was community. And our church brought out St. Patrick's at Georgetown. Big day coming up for them here. And
yeah.
Labor Day's coming right up. But I tell you what, it's just so humbling to have such an outpouring of support from your community and after a disaster like that. And I'm not going to mention any names because there's too many to mention. And they're all they're just awesome.
Joe, you said you were in Ottumwa. You were stuck in Ottumwa. What was that phone call like? Who was it from, and what did they say?
Actually, I saw it developing, and I had my cell phone out, and I said, boy, that looks like it's going to get pretty close to us. So the first call I made was to next-door neighbor Terry Malloy, and Terry said, yeah, it's it. We've got some damage. I think I lost a couple trees in the shed. And I said, how's it look at Quality Ag? He goes, Joe, it's raining too hard. I can't see over there.
Oh, geez.
So I called Joe Knowles, and he said he'd go out there. And Joe called me back. He said, Joe, the new warehouse is gone. He goes, the elevator's gone. And I thought maybe Joe was just, maybe exaggerating a little bit. So I called Kevin Griffin. I said, Kevin, could you run out to the elevator? He goes, I'm there. And I said, Joe says it's pretty bad. How bad is it? And Kevin said, well, just imagine as bad as you could think it would be, and it's worse than that. I said, oh, you got to be kidding, Kevin. He goes, no, Joe, there's a grain bin on top of your pickup. And I said, well, my pickup was a football field and a half away from any of the bins. And it picked up a grain bin, probably weighed 10 tons, maybe more, plopped it right down there on top of that pickup, football field and a half, 450 feet away. Yeah, 450 yards away. Yeah, it was something. It was something.
Was it Wendell, the neighbor to the
Hess.
East? Yeah, Hess. He's got some of your stuff in his prep.
We're picking everything up. We Dean Lathrop, he found the sign that was on the front of our property out in his cornfield about a mile away. So
that's probably going to go inside the building at some point a little history.
When we get the building built back up, we're going to have a large community party, and everybody in the community is going to be invited, and the people that were there helping are going to be able to sign big print of an aerial shot of the damage. while the pickup was being done, and we're going to take that sign and put it in with that picture and frame it up and have it be in our new office when we get it built. So we're in the rebuilding mode right now. Well, actually, we're still in the picking up mode. We've got everything torn down, put into piles, and now we're picking up.
It looked like the office might have been, because it sat lower to the ground, untouched. Is that? But that was at a distance. So is it damaged too, your office out there?
Yeah, my office, the only thing left was the desk. It's gone. Oh. But we do have the showroom, and the staffer offices are still there. The new warehouse, there was a breezeway in there that had just been put in by Connolly Brothers Construction, and I think that gave it enough of a brace. And I don't know what we're going to have to do in that building that's left, but there isn't a door in it that you can open and shut. It's quite a deal.
I think Conley's just spray foamed it, didn't they?
Yeah, those walls are gone.
Right. But, I mean, but that insulation has been distributed across the city of Albion.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You know, I love your attitude, Joe. I kind of expected that. And I saw you I was running back into town and literally running and trying to get a little stress off my bubble back. And I see you come up over the hill on your motorcycle and had to try to give you a little hug because I didn't want to get all my sweat on you. But you know, the first thing out of your mouth was talking about the people. And so, you know, I just wanted to get you up here today because I could see in your heart that you were really grateful for the people that showed up.
100% thankful and grateful. You guys know who you are, that we're at Quality Ag. And whether you were there helping pick up or you were bringing something to eat or you were just thinking and praying for us, we know it. And we appreciate it, and we got a great community here. There's a great car show up here on the square. I mean, they're everything, Buicks, Pontiacs, Chevrolets, Fords, and Dodges. It's all here, and come on into Albion, spend a little money and have some fun.
And you guys, you're open, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the main thing. Bowser the Bulldog can still get fed.
Yeah, but he's got to go down Highway 5 instead of the Newell Highway west of town.
Yeah, that's why we have so much fun, buddy. You know, you can take the difficult moment and you can make it make it fun, and we really do appreciate everything. How about this, buddy? You know, we're gonna have some fun this old fall and winter, because those servant warriors that were out there, some of those guys were the wrestlers and the football players,
yeah.
And no one called them, no coach prepared it. They got together as kids and decided they were gonna go out and help. That tells you right there the connection they have and the servant attitude.
There was a lot of kids out there from the football team and the wrestling team,
yep.
Out there picking up garbage at 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning. And I think you're right. I don't think anybody said, hey, why don't you guys go do that?
I fully expected talking to the guys that, you know, because, you know, kids sometimes need a little prod. And even, you know, in my home where I think I have okay kids, you know, they need a little prod once in a while to get encouragement. And I'm talking to the kids and, no, they just started calling each other, thinking it was the right thing to do.
Yep. Yeah, they're just great bunch of kids. I give a lot of the credit for that for their coaches. You know, start with the football program, yep. Kind of the rest of the coaching builds around that. Coach Dayton, you know, he's just an exceptional person, and he's got a great culture of good citizenship working here in Albion, the Blue Demon EMAB. Every year I get that from somebody. Hey, what's EMAB mean on the back of their jerseys? I say, that's every man a brother. That's the coach's philosophy. And yeah, it's going to be fun watching these kids 20 years from now when they're putting their kids through high school, see what that's going to be like. Because
look out,
you know, Jason, you and I, it's not quite been 20 years since we were in high school.
It's just past the 10.
Yeah, but the time flies. Everybody knows it. The older you get, the faster it flies.
The 10th anniversary of the 15th year
anniversary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, buddy, I'm going to go down and run around some of these cars and take a look at what Norman Rockwell put together here. You know, I every time I look up here at the score, and I say it over and over again, but I say, how beautiful is our little community? And really, as if God commissioned Norman Rockwell to paint it himself.
Well, it's a beautiful afternoon. Come on out to Albion, spend a little bit of your money, have some fun here in town, and thanks, everybody, for putting up with my jabbering here on 96.7 this morning. But I really, really, really wanted everybody to know how much we appreciate the love, the support, and the work, the hard labor that got put in this week to get Quality Ag torn down and put into piles so that we can haul it off and build again.
Well, can't say it'll ever be better, but it's going to be new and better.
Oh, yeah. It'll be good.
All
It'll
right. Thanks, Joe Sinclair. And we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. We're going to run down amongst the cars and the drivers, and we're going to talk with all of them about today's Ride and Riders. Stay right here.
Enjoy all of Adventureland's rides, shows, and attractions, along with all the water excitement of Adventure Bay Water Park. It's all included with your admission to Adventureland Park. Two great parks, all for one low price. Open daily at 10 a.m. in Des Moines.
Come on over to Adventureland. You're gonna love it at Adventureland.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and we'll pay off your contract up to $350 per line. Plus, when you activate any new smartphone, you'll get a $150 U.S. Cellular promotional card instantly. Requires retail installment contract, share connect plan, $25 activation fee, and device protection plus $150 U.S. Cellular promotional card issued by Metabank, member FDIC, valid for purchase in-store, ETF payoff up to $350 per line. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular is Boyd's Cellular. Boyd's has four locations to serve you. New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks wants to be the first to tell you happy 4th of July. Get the best deals and selection now at Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks, Unionville, Missouri. Their showroom is stocked full of new, exciting, colorful, and loud fireworks. Quantity discounts and free fireworks with every purchase. So come on down Highway 5 to Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks, just 3 miles north of Unionville, Missouri. Pass the others at the state line, then it's only 7 more miles to Neighbor Wholesale Fireworks. They want to help your family enjoy an exciting, colorful, and loud 4th of July. Neighbor.
It's happening right now in Montezuma, Iowa. It's the going out of business sale at Moss Furniture on the Square in Montezuma.
Brand names like Best, King Coil, Benchcraft, All Wood, and many more.
Also hand-finished Amish furniture.
And the iMattress gel foam mattresses.
Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, noon to five.
Imagine new brand name furniture, all at going out of business prices.
Now's the time to shop Moss Furniture on the Square in Montezuma.
MasterCard, Visa, Discover, cash and checks accepted.
Thunder Country KIIC and the special edition of the Coaches Show this morning. And Jason Summers is down on a beautiful 69-degree temperature Albia Square. It's the Rodders and Choppers weekend. And Jason, let's go back down live to you.
Hey, I'm amongst the many that has showed up here to the Albia Square. And I've got Dwayne Rep, who's putting this whole thing together. Dwayne, buddy, a beautiful day for a car show.
You can't beat it. 80 degrees, no humidity. Come on down.
Well, a great lineup, a little bit of everything here today.
Yes, we usually have a great variety.
When you you added the farm equipment over here, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we actually added the tractors in 2012, and then this year we went into lawnmowers and small garden tractors. That's something new for you this year.
How many entries this year?
Probably about 70 of the cars so far. That should go 125 by the time we're done. And the tractors usually run about 35 to 40.
So if somebody's at home right now listening and thinking about getting their car out, maybe worried a little bit about the weather holding out, we've got that remedy in. The weather's beautiful today. They can still come in and be a part of it?
Yes, the registration stays open until 1 o'clock. I'm going to have to move ahead.
Well, yeah, we're moving along here. As, Dwayne and I will continue our conversation. But, Dwayne, you have different classes that you award some huge trophies to.
Yes, we have the best of, and then we also give plaques away, and we give several dollars in cash away. You have three ways to win at this car show.
Well, a great job out of you and your committee. Another great car show. It's a beautiful setting and something for everybody. You've got the old cars. You even got some newer classic cars.
Yes, yes, we do. And, again, I want to invite everybody to come take a look.
Jason, ask him maybe what the oldest model is that's out there. As we look out here, we see several models out there. Does he know what the oldest one is?
Joe's asking me to ask you, what is the oldest car here today?
Well, right off my mind, there's a 46 Ford sitting over there, but I wouldn't say that's the oldest. But and if Mike Berry brings some Model Ts, it'll be the Model Ts, and he will probably be here in 20s, 28, 7, 6, somewhere along in there.
So what's this passion come from? Because I know you're really excited about heading this up and putting this together. Where's this passion come from with the cars?
Well, about 53 years ago or 55, they come out with a 55 Chevy, and I was a lad of 13 years old, and that's when it started.
Well, I just hear the wheels squealing. That's not just allowed here, it's encouraged.
Well, I don't really encourage it, but I can't paddle them, so.
Dwayne, well, great job out of you guys. How long does this go on and today, and give us a little breakdown.
Okay, the actual judging on the tractors and the cars will start at 1 o'clock. Registration closes at 1 o'clock. And we'll be giving away the awards and stuff on the tractor side at 2 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, we will give the awards and cash prizes and trophies away for the cars. And try to be out here at 4 o'clock all the time.
Well, good job out of you guys. I'm going to go meet some of the drivers and some of their cars. Dwayne Rep.
Thank you.
All right, let's take it to Joe. I'm walking down here. And boy, I'll tell you what, there's something for everybody here. I've got a group over here with a 1957, and it says Larry Kuiper. I'm going to see if I can catch Larry. Is this Larry right here? Larry, boy, this is a beautiful car. Describe it for our listeners back home.
It's a black Chevy Impala. It's got the 348 engine, and it's got a turbo. Or it's got a 700R4 transmission in it. It's just about all original except for it's got dual master cylinder now with brakes. Otherwise, it's all original.
Well, looking at it, how long has it been in your family?
I've had it 6 years. 7 years. Seven, 8 years. Yeah.
So the passion for cars come to you late, or has this been always a lifeline?
It came on late. We were retired when we bought it.
Well, it's a beautiful car, and thanks for bringing it up to Abby today.
Thank you,
Joe. It's you know, to see the chrome on these things and to see the depth of these collars on some of these old cars, buddy, it's impressive. I wish my cars looked that clean and sharp.
Well, you've got a car you could show down there, Jason, but as we look down on top of the Albia Square here, from high atop the Albia Square there, The car owners are out here shining them up. They've got the rags out, and you know, they set up camp really in the courtyard here, and they just love talking to folks that come by and ask them questions about the, you know, their hobby or their love of their life here. But Jason, I can only see the north side of the square where we are. What's it look like? Do some of the other sides of the square, are they occupied?
They're starting to fill in the south side of the square. The east side is pretty well filled in. And Joe, I ran across this. I'm going to have to ask the owner what it is. He's got a convertible. No convertible. There's no top on it. But I got Steve Jobs here. And Steve, what is this?
Rat rod. 1931 Ford rat rod.
You actually have the rat on the rod.
Yeah, I do. It's got a bunch of different parts in it. Mopar engine, Chevy frame, Ford body, and a generic trailer, one-wheeler.
It looks as if maybe you put this together.
Yeah, leftovers.
He does a good job with leftovers. His wife's a pretty good cook, too.
That's like that Johnny Cash song, One Piece at a Time.
One Piece at a Time. Well, it's a pretty cool ride there.
'58 Chevy, not a '57. I'm entry number 57.
Entry number 57 on a '58 Chevy Impala, and boy, is it sharp! Man, I'll tell you what, Joe. There's more horses in these some of these cars than there are on most farms.
We're awesome, and we're. Where are you headed next, Jason?
Out of here as quickly as possible. You're killing me.
Oh, sorry about that. So when it comes to the lawn tractors, where are those set up, and do they have a few entries?
The lawn tractors are located on the southwest corner. And, you know, Joe, there's the lawn tractors look more like the big tractors, just in a miniature version. And then they got farm tractors that head to the south. Directly south on Clinton, so there's something here for everybody, including getting fed. I got Lana Kaldenberg. Lana, what are you doing in here? I'm going inside the shed because I wanted to see where the sausage is made.
This is the Lions Club fundraiser, and we are having walking tacos, the best ribeye sandwiches in Monroe County, and we also are serving pop and water, so come on over. We will have it ready very shortly, and we'll feed you.
Oh, man, you're making me hungry. Thanks, Lana. Thank you. Eagles Club and their ribeye sandwiches, they really are the best, Joe. But this is quite the setting, beautiful setting. They got trucks. I got to check out this. If you can look straight down from the KISC studios, Joe, you'll see they've got a truck, and it lifts both directions. The cab come forward. I got to check this out. Take down. It's a 1951 Chevrolet vintage cruiser. I got to find out who owns this thing. Hi. Do you own this? Well, I'm on the radio. I got to find out, what is this thing?
Oh, it's what they call a cab over engine Chevrolet truck. It used to be semis or straight trucks, cube vans, stuff like that. And this is my own version. Tilting the cab in the bed, and the engine sets midway back in it. And
the motor, folks, sits essentially over the cab.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It rides really nice. It's just like a pickup truck. And summer before last, we drove it clear out to the Great Salt Lake in Utah. And but it cruises right along.
Well, a lot of lifting in it.
Yeah.
Well, beautiful ride, and where are you from?
Tumwa.
Tumwa, and you made it up here today's show. Beautiful day for a car show.
Beautiful day up here.
Do you make quite a few shows around the area?
Yeah, we do. Next weekend will be the Good Guys in Des Moines, and then next week will be Keokuk, Iowa, and then we'll have ours there in Tumwa. And there's something going on every weekend.
Well, have fun. This looks like a lot of work to try to put together, but a whole bunch of fun to drive and play with.
I've had it for 27 years.
Well, congratulations. Thanks for visiting us this morning. Joe, I'm heading back your way, buddy. There are so many cars, so many different choices. Man, if you love trucks, they got trucks. If you love old cars, they got old cars. If you like the newer muscle cars,
A little something for everybody here on this Saturday morning here. And why not come up today on a beautiful day and get you one of those ribeye sandwiches as well, Joe. But lots of fun going on here in Albion. All in spite of what took place earlier this week, today we celebrate.
Very good, Jason. Well, thank you very much. Good show. I want to thank Mitch Chance for joining us today. Also for Rod Ashman and the Eddyville baseball team headed to Busch Stadium with Davis County. As well as, let's see, we had Joe Sinclair on and, of course, Dwayne Rep and all the folks downstairs. Jason, thank you very much. Good show today. We will talk to you again next week. Of course, Patriotic weekend next weekend. And we are giving Scotty Fry, our producer, some much-deserved time off, and he'll be back with us in a few weeks. Enjoy this weekend. Eddyville, happy birthday, 175. Lots of activities going on just 15 miles down the road from Albia as well. You can make a whole day of it here in south-central Iowa. Currently, it is 69 degrees with clear skies and... Newsflash, no rain right here on Thunder Country. Thunder Country weather. Here's a look at your Rodders and Choppers Albia Car Show Saturday forecast. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny and 78. Tonight, then, a chance of showers and storms before 8 p.m. Partly cloudy, a low of 62. Sunday, showers and storms are likely. Mostly cloudy, 81.